Welcome to the Midlife Chaos Podcast. I'm your host, Karen Michelle, a certified life and relationship coach, and I am so excited that you are here. The Midlife Chaos is for all of us facing midlife and wondering, how the heck did I get here? And where the flip am I going? Here we will talk about all the things that chaos brings. No topic is off the table, so join me on this adventure as we navigate the midlife chaos. Ladies, all the ladies, I really hope that you are in the midst of spring break or are getting ready for spring break, whether it's because you have kids or you yourself are in school or just that the buzz of spring break is in the air. And I really hope that your weather is turning warm. We were with friends and family this weekend and someone mentioned that the time jumps forward. And I think we shattered one of the guy's lives as he realized he was about to lose an hour of his life. But with spring, there just seems to be this rejuvenation. Maybe you're getting cabin fever and maybe you're ready to open the windows, let the fresh air in and spring clean to get all that stale winter blues out. At our house, we are planning our garden for this year, and the kids are promising that this year we're actually going to make it happen. They're going to weed and water, and we're going to have this bountiful harvest. But that would also mean that I would have to leave the tomatoes alone and not eat them as they ripen on the vines, so they'll actually have something to can at the end of the summer. But we'll see if that really happens. I think our problem is that we get so excited in March, but by the time it comes to plant, which isn't until after Memorial Day, we've lost all of our motivation and we've got summer plans and we're just busy and whatever. And so anyways, what else do you have going on in your lives? I'm hosting book club this month and we are reading The Secret Life of Bees. Sue Monk Kidd is one of my favorite authors. I wholeheartedly believe that she wrote The Dance of the Dissident Daughter about and for me. I didn't really know what The Secret Life of Bees was about when I recommended it, other than I knew that it was on quite a few book club lists and that it was on my list of books to read from the lovely Miss Kidd. I knew there was a movie based on the book, so I thought, I'll take a peek. This book club is through our church, and I noticed that the movie was rated MA, so I had to give a little disclaimer to the church ladies that I hadn't read it yet. I'm not sure what the content is, but it came highly recommended, so I apologized in advance if the book is questionable in parts. I decided to not look into the movie or any other reviews any further because I didn't want any bias going into this reading. And there were a few times I wanted to at least look up the cast so I could put a face to these characters, because I think that helps me as I'm reading to kind of know what these people look like. But I decided against it. And I do have my own visual in my mind, and maybe I'll look up those actresses and put my cast together and share that at book club. And then when I watch the movie, I'll compare that to who the director put together. But I still haven't looked at anything else into it, so I can lead the book club discussion just directly from the book. I am eager to watch the movie though. So after book club, if anyone is interested, on Friday, March 22nd, we'll be having movie night. So feel free to watch along, read along, or whatever, because I would love your feedback on this book. I loved it. So when Jaden was in third grade, we opted to homeschool him. And I came across this literary arts teacher who had fabulous ideas on reading books and making it interesting for the students. And one book we read, just for an example, Jaden had to make a want ad for one of the characters, meaning he had to like list all the qualities and give a job description for who a certain character was. And we also kind of made it like a wanted poster. So he had to like draw a picture of the character and everything. So he really had to get to know this character. And so I've mentioned on here many times that I enjoy reading, and I think back to some of those activities that I did with Jaden, and I wonder how I would do some of those with the books that I'm currently reading. So that kind of makes it fun. And speaking of watching the movie after our book club, so Jaden did read a series that was turned into a movie. The deal was he had to finish the series before we would actually go to the movie. And so of course he procrastinated. Well, the movie came to town and he begged and begged that I let him go to the movie. And I just stuck to my guns. I was like, nope, you got to finish the series before we're going to go to the movie. That was the deal. And so I had noticed that the movies were changing out at the end of the week. So he had until Thursday, like before showtime, to get it done. And he was reading on the way to the theater to finish up that last book. But then we talked about what he was looking forward to in the movie, and he was so excited, saying, oh, I wonder how they're going to portray this certain scene or how they would make certain characters come to life. Well, I thought the movie was pretty entertaining. So after the movie, we're walking out to the car, and Jaden was so disappointed. He said, "Well, that was dumb." And he's like, "They didn't even do this or that. They left out this whole scene." And he kind of just went on all these different things. And I tried to explain to him that the book is always better than the movie. And I was really hoping that it would encourage him to read more. Nope. His takeaway was, "Don't bother reading the book so you don't get disappointed." But I totally got his point. Like, for example, I purposely did not read Eat, Pray, Love before I saw the movie because I thought the movie looked super cute and I wanted to enjoy the movie. So, watched the movie a few times now. I love it. And then I've read the book since then, but it was pretty good. So, as I'm looking into these book club type questions for the Bees book, I came across an interview that Sue Monk Kidd gave. And one of the questions that stood out to me was, how does having a sisterhood of women make a difference? Have you experienced such a community? And this was Miss Kidd's response. She said, Isaac Dinesen, who wrote Out of Africa, once said, "All sorrows can be born if we put them in a story or tell a story about them." Ever since I first read that line, I've carried it with me. When women bond together in a community in such a way that a sisterhood is created, it gives them an accepting and intimate forum to tell their stories and have them heard and validated by others. The community not only helps to heal their circumstance, but encourages them to grow into their larger destiny. This is what happened to Lily. She found a sanctuary of women where she could tell her story and have it heard and validated, an act that allowed her not only to bear her sorrow, but to transform it. I've been part of several communities of women over the years. Each of them was created simply because we wanted a place to tell our deepest stories. In every case, we found that there is a way of being together that sustains us, and now and then, if we are lucky, return to ourselves. Wow, what powerful words! One of my pillars of the midlife chaos is relationships. I've talked many times about relationships. That is so important to have friendships and not always the typical friendship, many different types of friendships. And I agree that through these friendships, we can bond together in a community or a sisterhood. That is the key takeaway from the book, The Secret Life of Bees. Lily, the main character, had no business ending up where she did and having the experiences that she had, especially for her time and location in the South. But without those women that she came across and settled with, she would have never put together her past. She would not have found the closure she needed to reconcile her past. She wouldn't have put the pieces together of who she was. As women, we have a special God-given ability to nurture and discern. We have a sixth sense about us, which I think is a direct gift from our Heavenly Mother, a mother's intuition, if you will. I hope you've seen the recognition for the amazing women around us this month. I appreciate that there is a whole month of celebrating Women's History Month. And I did notice that on International Women's Day, which was March 8th, I received email after email from different companies and organizations that I subscribe to their email list, noting accomplishments of some of the most amazing women, some that had to do with that organization specifically, or just notable women. I've seen videos on TikTok and Instagram acknowledging the women, and I just love that those platforms have a way to celebrate all different ladies and their contributions. And some of those that have been in the news lately or just are just notable women in general. Let's go through some of them. So Caitlin Clark, she is busting basketball records right now as an all-time leading scorer, but she holds the NCAA titles. There was a lady, Lynette Woodard, who in 1981, before the NCAA even started regulating women's basketball, she had beaten those records and she still holds records today. And that was before there was even a no, like there was no 3-point line. Rita Moreno, she's the first Puerto Rican and she's also one of the few and the first Latino to receive an EGOT, which is to win an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Awards. Wow. So for my time growing up, I remember Florence Griffith Joyner or FloJo. She's still considered one of the fastest women of all time. Katherine Johnson, who the movie Hidden Figures was about, was the one whose mathematical computations is what launched astronaut John Glenn into orbit. Jane Austen, she basically created rom-com. Am I right? And then there's Ada Lovelace. She was the world's first computer programmer. Marie Curie, she made incredible strides in science, discovering polonium and radium, and she won two Nobel Prizes in two different areas, medicine and chemistry. Einstein's wife, I mean, we think he's a genius, but it is said that she is who was behind a lot of that research, and she was there by his side. And I cannot do her name justice, but I would not want her known as Einstein's wife. Believe me, as a wife, I can hold my own. I'm not just JR's wife or my kid's mom. I'm Karen Michelle. So I apologize for butchering it, but Mileva Maric was Einstein's wife who was by his side conducting all that same research. And I think Simone Biles, as being the most decorated gymnast, I mean, I'm from Mary Lou Retton's times and I remember growing up watching her in the Olympics, but she, I mean, is the absolute goat. Wouldn't you agree? And she also happens to be scared of bees, which I thought was funny, tying into how I'm doing this book club, The Secret Life of Bees. We see these women and all their accomplishments. We acknowledge the women in our lives, those who have amazing stories, who have overcome horrendous battles, or have been through trials, or maybe created something amazing. I look up to my own mother and sisters and recognize that the things that they have been through in their lives is nothing short of remarkable. My favorite person in the whole world is my Aunt Jo. She passed away over 8 years ago, and I think of her often. And actually, Jaden just brought her up the other day. She had so many challenges, and yet she was so grateful for everything. She went out of her way to serve others. She is such an example of what a truly God-loving, Christ-like woman is. And I'm eternally grateful for the influence that she had and still does have in my life. And I appreciate that even my kids, still out of the blue, will bring her up and share stories and memories that they have of her. Actually, let me share a story that share a memory that Jaden just shared with me. So, like I said, she had so many challenges. It was funny. Well, maybe not funny, but at her funeral, my mom shared all of her health challenges. I mean, she was the definition of worst case scenario, never before seen medical phenomena type, right? Well, when we were in Utah going through all of our cancer stuff, she took the other three kiddos out for the day. Okay, I forgot to mention she's also blind. Well, she picked them up and took them on the tracks, which is the light rail system there. She took them to lunch in the planetarium and then she got them home. Jaden was maybe 12 or hadn't quite turned 12 yet, so he was the oldest, which just illustrates how young they were. I mean, can you imagine? What a service of love she showed me by taking my kids out. And she showed my kids love through that experience, one that they still remember and talk about. Yet I don't think she saw herself as really an anybody, nobody special. She was just Aunt Jo. But she was Aunt Jo to so many people. I see the women around me that struggle because they don't see their contribution. They aren't TikTok famous. They didn't start any business changing people's lives. And it reminds me of a song. I usually pull it out around Mother's Day because I don't think mothers feel the love or really comprehend the value that they truly are. But this Women's Month, I thought it would be appropriate to share. It's called She Doesn't Know by Michael McLean. Quarter to seven on a Thursday night, she's running late again. She gets a ticket because she ran the light, racing to help a friend. Then she remembers a promise made a couple of weeks before that she'd make the brownies for the PTA, but she's run out of time, so she gets hers from the store. Quarter to seven on a Friday night, she's running late again. What can she wear that's going to look just right at the party she's throwing for him? Living on rice cakes and Diet Coke, she hasn't lost that much. Her dress is too tight and her hair's a joke. But the party's a hit because it had her magic touch. And she doesn't know that she's an angel in disguise. And she doesn't know that we see heaven in her eyes. She doesn't know that she's all right. She might have been blinded by the light of all the good that she does, but she doesn't know. She's been worried about the kids next door since the breakup last fall. Got them some t-shirts from the record store. They haven't worn at all. Read in the paper about some plight plaguing a distant shore, pulls out her checkbook and starts to write and feels guilty she doesn't send more. And she doesn't know that she's an angel in disguise. She doesn't know that we see heaven in her eyes. She doesn't know that she's all right. She might have been blinded by the light of all the good that she does, but she doesn't see it because she hits a traffic jam on a carpool morn and feels guilty what she's thinking as she honks her horn. She sends a sympathy note to her dear friend Grace, but it got lost somewhere in cyberspace. And at the charity auction where she wanted to help, she raised her hands so many times she threw a bid against herself. She had a casserole made for her friend who was sick, but then apologized because the crust was too thick. She's running to the soccer and the baseball game. She cheers for the team, but forgets their name. She doesn't know that she's a miracle. She doesn't know her love is lyrical. She doesn't know the songs for her to hear. She doesn't know that we are so sincere. She doesn't know that she's the best. She doesn't know she passed the test. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. To the women I am so very blessed to have in my life, whether I know you personally or I know of you, whether we were friends from high school or you're a new friend, whether we aren't friends anymore, I'm grateful to have you in my life. I've gained something from knowing you. I am grateful for you. Now go out and share that goodness and light and know that even the little things that you do, even just the smile across the room, means so much to those around you. Thank you for listening to the Midlife Chaos. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review. I sure would appreciate that. And of course, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new episode. If you want to see what else we are up to, check out my Instagram at the Midlife Chaos or join our Facebook group, Midlife Chaos VIPs.